Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mic check, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
Mic, migiri, migiri, mic. Are we good? Are we good?
I think.
Are we good back there? All right.
Asking when, no one.
When you have a team. We're good, right? Ready to go? All right.
You see, you always see
audio
that.
Audio man, you're good? All right.
You always see that in interviews. Like, they love to show the before the interview actually starts.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, the people are talking to each other and then they're like, are we rolling yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're rolling.
Yeah, I mean, it's part
Should we just pretend like we're actually talking to someone?
Yeah, from now on, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, Chris, are we good?
Chris. What's up, Tom? Are we all set?
Okay,
that's enough. That's enough of that.
Yeah, we're probably going to cut all of this off.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It is summertime today. If it wasn't last episode, because I think I said the same thing last episode, today it is summer in New York City.
Yeah, today is actually, I think it's hotter than last summer.
Yeah, you mean the last episode.
Yeah, than last episode.
It's like 77, almost 80 degrees today, even though we haven't been outside yet.
Yes, which is the hottest day in New York so far this year, I think, no?
Yeah, for sure. And it's very exciting, very nice. We had a great Sunday yesterday. Today's Monday when we're recording.
Can I talk about the Sunday that we had yesterday just real quick?
Yeah.
Sometimes even, because usually on Sundays we work, honestly. It sounds crazy.
We do some kind of work, yeah.
Yeah, we do some kind of work. And yesterday I was just like, today I don't want to do anything.
I don't want to touch or open my computer.
I don't want to open my computer. I don't want to do anything. I just want to do all the things that are not work related.
Yeah, like just go for a walk.
And it felt so good.
It felt pretty lovely.
So we need to figure out how we could do that more often, including a Saturday as well.
Yes, and ideally a Friday night. This week we're trying to be as disciplined with our time as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard because like there's always something you could do and you could like try to multitask. And sometimes like multitasking makes you actually complete one thing slower than like if you did one thing only at a time and you take that off the list instead of doing like a little bit of a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, so many distractions. It's so easy. Like sometimes I have something that I have to do for work on my phone, but because I'm on my phone, then I automatically go to like Instagram and then I waste some time on that for no reason and it interrupts. There's so many times that I get interrupted for different reasons.
Instagram gets in my way most days.
Yeah.
I have to be honest.
It does.
The amount of work I could get done if Instagram didn't exist is insane.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
But today we're not here to talk about any of that. Okay.
I can tell you didn't want to hear the part of me talking about it.
Okay.
Because you're like, it's insane, right? Okay, next.
But today we are here to talk about vacationing, going on trips, traveling in a group.
Is it vacationing or vacaying?
Vacaying?
Mm-hmm.
Who says vacay?
I feel like that sounds...
You say like you're going on a vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is short for vacation.
Okay, so now.
But then it's vacationing. You would never say like, "Oh, I was vacaying." What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm not sure vacationing is the actual word.
Yes, it is. You would say like, "Oh, where were you vacationing?" People have said that.
Oh.
Anyways, so because I feel like this time of year, you know, it's not summer yet. people are starting to talk about, you know, I'm starting to ask people like, what are your summer plans? Are you going to be in the city? Are you traveling anywhere? This is when people are kind of figuring out what they're doing for the summer or where they're going to be. Obviously, some people like planned this a while ago. It's not necessarily right now, but we are approaching warmer weather, which is usually where when a lot of people travel, specifically have a vacation. And we've had a few experiences with vacationing with other people than just the two of us.
Yeah, yeah, quite a few.
And it doesn't have to be like a whole thing. It doesn't have to be like weeks of traveling. It doesn't have to, it can also be just a few days of going somewhere not that far. Like it could, a road trip.
It could even be a weekend.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't have to be some like a vacation like outside of the country. It can be in America. It can be even somewhere inside. Basically, I mean, I know we're saying vacationing, but just going somewhere with a group of people, even if you're
staying like overnight.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like that's so different than going just by yourself,
but
or with someone, obviously, like with your partner.
Yeah. But I feel like whether it is just for a weekend or a long weekend, or if you're traveling for a whole week, there's still a lot of the same things that come to play in terms of what doing that type of activity in a group setting is like. You know?
Yeah.
So what would you say, after like all of our experiences of traveling or long weekends or whatever it is, what is your preference?
My preference, like who to travel with?
Yeah. Like what is your preference? If you're thinking, I want to go on a trip, are you instantly like, oh yeah, let's get a group together? Or
it depends. Honestly, it depends.
Okay.
My preference obviously is just going with you. Because I know that I will have the most fun.
Okay.
I will know that there's going to be no distractions. We won't have to think about, okay, we want to go here, but they want to go there. A lot of the times we want to go to the same places.
I would say like even just the two of us, we do have like between each other, we have some interest differences.
Oh, I mean, yes, but the...
Like the way like, we approach traveling is actually quite different.
It is different, but I mean, like generally we would be interested in the same things unless you're like want to go to like something that's specifically...
Yeah.
Like a store that's specifically for women or something.
Right.
But other than that, like, okay, museums, I don't care. I don't like museums.
Yeah, he doesn't really care for
museums. I don't really care about museums. If I go to a new city, I just want to... experience the city.
Yeah. And for me, if I go to a new city, I need to like experience the food. Those are like our two things. And then in terms of like, I would say our biggest disagreement when it comes to traveling that kind of, you know, comes up every time is that I want to have a destination of like, we're going to go wander around, but like, where are we going? Like to see what area with like what stuff, you know, I'm more like specific in that way versus you are like, I just want to go outside and choose a direction and then see what I find that way.
And I think that's to me, that's the best way to do it.
I feel like that is a missed opportunity that you could be walking around somewhere that is like not that cool. And there's other areas that would actually be more interesting. You just didn't take the time to look into what those areas would be.
So do you think that comes out of like laziness to doing the research?
That is something that you can answer. It's also, I think, more about like just caring. I just really
care.
I just don't think you care that much. Like you're the type of person that walks into a restaurant without looking at the reviews, without looking at what's on the menu.
Yeah,
because you just like walk by a restaurant and you're like, oh, this looks kind of good. Let's walk in. I'm like, no, I got to look at like what food do they have? What's on their menu? Is there anything on their menu that actually like might be interesting to me? And does it have good reviews or are people saying that it's ass?
I don't care. I don't care about the reviews that much.
But how are you supposed to know if it's good or not?
Because everyone thinks different. Like just because I like something doesn't mean that you're gonna like something.
Yeah, but if there's 500 people that reviewed this place and it has a 3.0, that's not good. It has a 3 out of 5.
When I went into a restaurant, like before I met you, I never looked at reviews. And I just went and I was just like, okay, the food was good, bad. It is what it is. Just because it's highly rated doesn't mean it's always good. Just like a podcast,
that is
right?
100% true, but it's more likely that it is.
Right, true. But there's a podcast that has like 1.9 stars. But I love that podcast. There's many like that. So it's like...
Yeah, but that's also different.
Okay, yeah, it is different. Bad example.
Because also the podcast is free. So I'm not spending money on the podcast.
Yeah,
I guess so. And also when I'm traveling, like I don't want to waste an opportunity for like a good meal or a good experience. Mm. If you're just walking randomly, you have no idea if like the street over, it's actually like a significant street. You don't know because you're just walking on whatever street you found. But anyways, so yeah. I would say that's like obviously, clearly you can tell that's our biggest kind of difference on how we approach trips. Mm-hmm. But in general.
But just even when we get there and we are in San Francisco, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I will be honest, Alia is the planner. She will say, all right, on Monday, there's this thing I want us to go to.
Yeah, even when I went to Seattle, it was the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What do we do in Seattle?
No, like every day I was like, okay, so today we're doing this. Then after that, we're going there. And after that, we're going there.
Right. But you would ask me, is that something you want to do as well? Like, how do you feel about it and stuff like that? But most of the time, I honestly don't even really worry about it because I know that you love doing it. I'm sorry.
And most of the time, like, I pick things that you enjoy as well. And right. I check in with you. Like, we don't just go to the places that I want. I consider your preferences too.
Yes, but a lot of times, there's some places that I want to go to that you don't necessarily want to go to, and you let me know.
Such as?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Like a thrift store that I want to go to in a specific city that you are not interested in, and we are in that city and I want to visit that specific store.
I don't know about that.
And I'm like, I want to go to this store. You're like, oh, really? Do we have to go today? Like, I can see that. That's a real thing. Can we just admit right now?
I just don't think that's true because we went to San Francisco, for example, we went to all the thrift stores that you wanted to go to.
Because they were really close by.
No, we had to like take a train and everything. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're using the example of that one thrift store in New York City that you've had plenty of opportunities to go to by yourself. You don't have to go with me because we live here.
I just want to go with you. I just want to show you how cool it is. No, but I get it.
Anyways.
You know, so we are a little bit different with vacationing and what we do. But a lot of times I'm okay with just going with the flow.
True.
Yeah. So.
And at the same time, there's only two of us. So... There's only two options, two opinions.
Yeah.
But when you're traveling in a group, and I personally would not travel with a group that's bigger than 6 people max.
I was going to say 2.
No. Like six already feels kind of like a lot.
Six
could be like 3 couples.
Okay. 3 couples is different than like...
6 individuals?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the couples usually want to do the same thing. So you're only really dealing with 3 things. If you go with 6 single people, everyone wants to do something else and everyone has the right to do something else.
Okay. So when it comes to the pros and cons, I feel like that's what that's like the next thing. Okay, so yeah, we already talked about. So what are the pros of traveling in a group? Mm-hmm. And then let's think that we're probably talking about like a group of six, like five, six, seven people.
Okay, or five, more. Six, seven.
Or more, even though I would not be, you will not find me in a group of more than six or seven people.
Even though we already did that.
Yeah, and I will never do it again.
Yeah.
So what are some pros that come to mind?
Pros, okay. So one of the pros for me traveling in a big group is that it's more fun. It could be more fun.
Mm.
There's more people.
There's always someone there.
You just feel like you're...
There's a lot of activity.
Yeah.
There's usually a lot going on. If you're traveling with a group, it's most likely that you're going to be like probably, you know, quote unquote, like partying at the end of every night. Like everybody, you're going to do more of like a drinking. Like if it's just me and you, we're probably going to have like a glass of wine.
Exactly. So traveling
like
with a group is more fun. But if
that's what's fun and that's what you feel like, yeah.
But it also depends on what kind of group, okay?
Okay.
If you're going with a drama group, or if you're going with a chill group, if you're going with like your high school friends, like it depends.
But drama can arise from any type of group.
Drama can arise with any type of group. That's
true. You
know,
because it's like a group can be chill until there's drama.
No, that's true. So I think for me, some of the pros is I think it's more fun.
Okay.
There's just more happening.
Yeah, let's just say it's more happening, because I don't necessarily say, I don't want to say it's more fun and put that as a blanket statement.
Mm.
Because for some people, and we'll get into the cons later, but for some people like me that enjoy to also like have their own time by themselves, you're in a group setting, that's mm-hmm. kind of hard. But let's say it's more, there's just always like more going on. Mm-hmm. And because there's more people, you always have like, you're not just with this one person the whole time. You can be with this other person and you get to be with this other person. You can like change it up. Okay, I would say another one that is like a big pro when it comes to group traveling is saving money. Usually,
oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's a big one. It's actually a big reason why a lot of people travel in groups is because anything you do ends up being cheaper because it's split by way more people most of the time.
That might be the biggest thing.
Yeah. Most of the time, I think that's like the biggest reason why people travel in a group. And you go like traveling or vacationing, even if you go to like drive to one place and you're at the house
mm-hmm.
for like the long weekend, or if it's like an actual traveling to somewhere else, like you fly there, you know, usually the place that you're staying is split by however many people are there, and everyone always ends up paying less than what would if it was just like by themselves or just another person.
Yeah, because if you're going just by yourself or with another person, you're at least paying like triple that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that is definitely a pro for sure. And you can also get like a bigger place, maybe even a nicer place with better amenities. You know, you can do activities that are actually like you buy like a package.
Yeah.
For people, for like a group package. So then it's cheaper than if it was just you and another person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a pro.
Yeah. What are some of the negatives?
Well, I think, is that just, I would say another pro is that obviously you get to share memories with more people you get to deepen the relationships, because you're not always like group. Sometimes group traveling ends up being with some people that you might not know that well, mm-hmm. with some people that you're not as close to, you know.
It's a great way to bond with people that you never really got the chance to. Like, you know how you meet someone for the first time and then somehow you end up planning this trip with them because they're friends with your main friends. And then
they're like in a relationship with your friend. So it's, let's say like you have your friend and they have a partner and hung out with their partner, but like, they're not, like, you never really got to spend time that way. I think that is another big thing, too. Because not that as you get older, you travel with couples. But I feel like as you get older, people are, you know, a lot more people are, like, in relationships that maybe have been more long-term. So there's that, too.
Yeah. And I love doing that. I think it's always so cool, like when you travel with a group of people and then you bond with someone that you don't really, you know what's funny about traveling with a group is that there's always at least one person of the group that you don't really know that well.
Yeah.
Or like that you don't talk to as much.
Yeah. And or you just haven't had the chance to.
Yes. Unless you're just going with all your best friends, that's different. But we're talking about that group.
I think like as you're older, it's unlikely that everyone that's going on that group, travel thing, whatever, mm-hmm. you are like evenly close to everyone the same way.
I think it's possible. If I have best friends, I'm inviting all my best friends. We're all close.
Yeah, but if they're bringing their girlfriends.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And most of the time, like, you know, when we went for your friend's birthday and we went to this, like, cabin, mm-hmm. you know, it's like everybody came. Like, it was like all your best friends, but then they all came with their partners.
Cabin? Which cabin? When was that?
It was for your friend's birthday, like, 2 years ago.
Oh.
We drove there.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I get it.
You remember? You know what I'm talking about or no?
So because we've done that twice.
For Andre's birthday.
Went to a cabin.
Yeah, in fucking Leavenworth.
Oh, damn. Jesus. Yeah, I'll remember that. I'll remember.
And in that instance, anyways, yeah. So overall, it's a great opportunity to like bond with people. But then to go into the cons.
Here we go.
Sometimes it happens, and people know that. I just can't wait to talk about the cons.
Oh, people know that. That's like...
The same way that there's like a moment to be able... There's like opportunity to bond with people. It's also opportunity to realize...
This is not my person.
This is not my type of person.
Okay.
And because usually you spending... It's not just like having dinner for like a few hours and maybe hanging out later and then you go home.
You're spending all day
from when you wake up to when you go to bed for probably several days together. And in that span of time, you get to see a lot more of like how they fluctuate through different situations and moments.
Isn't that so interesting?
It's very interesting. You get to see this whole other side of this person that...
Like how are they when they wake up in the morning?
Yeah. How like what do they need... In a specific scenario where we got to make a decision or something is going wrong.
In a group setting like that, there's always like a decision maker. Like there's people who are just like, chill, all right, you know, I'm down to do whatever you guys want. I'm that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, all right, we should do this.
Yeah, you're not that person.
That I'm just kind of, I just want to have fun. That's it.
How would you say I am?
You would pull out the lists and say, guys,
we got these
this,
options.
There's this, there's this, and there's that.
Yeah.
That's Alia. And I think...
But it's not like I'm just informed and I like to like let people know
what
our options are.
Right. And it's very important to have a person like that.
Yeah.
Because if I go with a group and everyone is like me, we're not going to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's not that we're not going to do shit.
You're going to do stuff.
We're going to do stuff.
But maybe not as much.
Maybe not as much, but at the same... You know what's funny? I would have just as much fun. Because to me, it doesn't take
but
me...
But you also don't know what you're missing out.
It doesn't take me a lot to have fun. Like if I go to a new city, I can just walk around and just enjoy the new city. Like I just love seeing new stuff. I don't care if it's the main street or a small street. Obviously, I would like to be on the main street or whatever. But I feel like you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I just don't feel the same way.
No, that's fair.
But yeah, have you ever found yourself in a scenario in which everyone knows that there's this one person in the group that is kind of like messing it up for everybody? In terms of like their energy, their vibe, like...
Have I ever noticed someone like that?
No, have you ever felt like we're all in agreement that this person is like being annoying right now?
I mean, yeah, that happens. That's just part of human nature.
Like that's part of group time, 100%.
Yeah,
but I think it's accentuated when you're like traveling and you're spending, as I said, like several days together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like day after day after day. You're getting these like things and nuances that like nobody's talking about, but everybody's taking note. And then it's only, and this is so funny, but it's only after the trip that people hit the group chats. And it's like, bro, blah, blah, blah was so annoying the whole time. And when they said this and when they said that, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I hit the group chat talking about that.
Okay, I mean, if you don't get an opportunity to like talk to the other people.
Yeah.
Like, let's say everybody flies their separate ways, or you don't get an opportunity when that person is not there for you to talk about it. I think it's funny because I always feel like that happens.
Yeah, but don't you want to...
I'm like hating or anything, but... And maybe it's me. Maybe I said some off-the-wall shit that
everybody
people
talks
talked about
yo,
later.
Yo, Alia, she just... I mean... I don't know. I don't think that happens because usually you're very, you know, it's
I be
not,
saying some weird shit sometimes.
Yeah, you do, but it's not anything that people will have to talk behind your back about. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
What's another con?
Wait, I was gonna bring up an example. Okay. So in 2000, I think it was 2021 that we went to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Okay. And
this was our biggest like group trip.
And I loved that trip.
There was like 10 people there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I've never been to Palm Springs before.
Yeah.
We got the big house.
With
we had
pool.
Like two car. Wait, one car, right?
No, we had two cars.
We had two cars. We had a pool. It was amazing.
Hot tub.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really nice. I'm going to try to insert a photo here so you see what I'm talking about. Okay. It was, how hot was it? Like 100 degrees?
Really hot. We went in the summer. So it was like 112, 115, I don't know.
Yo, if you've never been to Palm Springs in the summer, first of all, I don't think you should go in the summer because it's very, very hot. People leave Palm Springs.
Yeah,
in the summer.
People don't go there.
Yeah. So we didn't know. But anyways, it was great. So one night, me, Alia, and one of her other friends, I think it was super late. I don't know what time it was, but we wanted to go to Joshua Tree.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone else is asleep.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is.
We text each other like, yo, you guys want to go to Joshua Tree? And it's like an hour drive from there.
It was like a 2-hour drive. I mean, we wanted to go watch the sunset, the sunrise.
The sunrise. So you got to leave super early.
And it's summertime. So the sunrise is extra early.
Extra early.
Like
did you sleep that night or no?
I think we did. And then we woke up.
We woke up at like 4 or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get in the car and we just leave the house. Everyone is still sleeping. Nobody knows.
Anyone.
Yeah. And the drive was so nice. Alia was asleep too. Like I remember you were falling asleep.
Yeah, I was falling asleep.
And I was just taking photos. Like the closer you get to Joshua Tree is like this. If you don't know what Joshua Tree is, just Google it. You'll see what it is.
Yeah.
And it was great. But then when we got to the house, some people felt some type of way because we didn't tell them that we left.
Yes.
Okay.
But we didn't tell them kind of on purpose because we just didn't want to go with that many people.
But then also, I never want to wake up anybody. Hey, okay. We're going to Joshua Tree. Do you want to come? I feel like if someone woke me up, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
But then
because
again,
expect people to ask me. Like if I woke up, if I'm on a trip and I woke up and I hear like, a group of people went super early to like watch the sunrise on a cliff or something. And it was really beautiful and whatever.
Oh.
It's like, why the fuck did you not invite me? Like,
you
I would want to
feel
see
so
that.
Left out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What if that happens and then you kind of hear people leave the house in the middle of the night and you're asleep? Would you wake up and be like, yo, where y'all going or what's happening?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so this is what we did. We just left, right?
We just left because truly we had been there for like a few days. It was a big group and we just kind of felt like we wanted to not be with so many people.
I honestly didn't think it was a big deal.
I knew my sister was traveling with us too.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that she was going to be kind of mad that...
But nobody cared though, right?
No, she did.
No, but... All the other people, like when they find out, they were like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And they woke up like at 10.
Yeah.
Like way, like they were asleep when we got back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I feel like.
Maybe, or maybe they woke up already.
I feel like you don't do that though.
Yeah. Maybe we should have.
But then again, it's hard because it's like, I don't want to do shit with everybody the whole time.
All the time.
That's
exactly.
Just the fact.
So then like, how do you go about, okay, we are in a group, but I'm allowed to go do my own thing too, which you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but sometimes maybe I don't want to do my own thing. I want to do my thing with like a few people, but not maybe like like not some other people.
You know what the thing was? We took the car.
There was two cars though.
Oh yeah.
And the person's car that we took, she came with us.
Yeah.
So it was technically her car and she was like, guys, let's go.
Yeah, it was. I had a good time. I mean, honestly, no, me going too. There was fun.
The but photos, I can understand the other perspective.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
You know, you feel like you're left out. You feel like they purposely didn't wake you up. But fuck, I mean, it's hard. Like, we were there for, I think it was like 5 days.
Yeah.
And we were in this big house. We were all together. There's not much to do around there. So you're just kind of at the house. And you kind of just don't want to be with everyone like every day, all the whole time. Like, I want to do activities with certain people and not other people. Fuck. Because also the group wasn't all my best friends.
Yeah.
It was like a few people that I was close to and then other people's friends. And it's all cool and nice and fun, but I don't want to be with everyone all the time.
So there's this other thing, right? When you go on a vacation with your friends or family.
Or family.
Oh, yeah. That's a different topic.
I mean, it's kind of...
No. It's different with family. Yeah, it's way different. Maybe you should do like another version with family. Because maybe. Traveling with family...
Like the whole family.
With the whole family. I've never done that.
I've like gotten close.
Yeah. You definitely done that.
Yeah.
Or going...
With like immediate family. Like my siblings and my parents.
Yes, being somewhere... I was there in Romania with your whole family.
Yeah.
You know? And I see the dynamic. Like, and it's so fun because... When you have a big family and you're fortunate enough to travel and to see them and have good relationships with them, it's an amazing thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But it is also very interesting for an outsider to see everyone is like a... I mean, that's in any family. Everyone is like their own character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the crazy cousin and then you have the chill cousin. You have the crazy uncle and then you have the chill uncle.
Yeah.
And that's like that with any family, right?
Yeah. And so, then when traveling with family is just different because like you're not as careful to hurt people's feelings. Compared to like when you're traveling with friends, it's like there's a different boundary in terms of like how much you're going to really say what you think.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you really going to argue for what you want? How much are you going to compromise? Like when I'm traveling with my family, I'm going to compromise. I feel like I'm going to try to compromise less than when I'm with friends.
What do you mean?
Compromising. Like there's when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah. With family, you're going to say what you say.
Yeah. But also like in terms of what we're going to do is when there's so much compromise when it comes to group activities, group vacation. Because there will always be someone that wishes they were doing something else.
And that is normal.
It comes with the territory. It comes with you wanted to go on a group vacation. You wanted to go on a group trip. At one point, you will not get your way. At one point, you will do an activity that you don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Because other people did.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe you'll end up enjoying yourself at the end of it. You know, you'll try to make the best out of it. Experience, but there's so much compromise because the more people you have in the group, the more interests you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely a con because it makes it so much harder to choose what you want
to
do.
But is it bad to go on a group vacation and just say, all right, today's Tuesday, me and Alia, we personally really want to go there.
Uh-huh.
No one else wants to go there. That's fine. You should be able to split up and do your own things.
It really depends on the logistics, though. Like, do you need a car to get there? Cars or like who rented the car? You know, different things like
if
that.
If we all pitched in.
Yeah, but it's like someone's name on the car thing. I mean, either way, that's logistics.
Or just drop us off, you know? Like, we just really want to be there. Can someone drop us off there, pick us up at the end of the day? I feel like doing stuff like that is very, like, mature and adult.
It is,
okay, that's fine.
But I don't know why in a family setting, it's hard to do that. You know why? Because the family is going to be like, but we're supposed to be spending time together all together. Yeah.
If I'm going to a new place with people that I have in my city.
Okay.
What time together do we need to spend if I can see...
Okay, but let's say we're not in the same city. Let's say
met up or something.
Yeah, like we all live, you know, we're all friends, but we also all have our own, you know, separate lives, and we don't see each other that often, and we wanted to make, like, have a trip. Or especially, I think, that aligns with... more with family, where like you don't live in the same place as your family, you don't see each other that often, and you go on like the family vacation, which like for us now is every year gonna be the same, you know, going to Europe to see each other's families. And I just know it's happened so many times where, like the last time I wanted to have like a day or two where it was like the two of us, or like I was going to show you things when? Around. I don't when? Remember. Like when we were in Romania.
Okay.
And I just remember like my mom saying, well, like we're all together. The whole point of the trip is for us to be together, spend time together. And she's not wrong. But at the same time, I felt like, so everything we want to do, it has to be with everyone or not at all.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right
either. And it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think it should be like that either. But with friends, I think it's a little bit more like easier to do things like by yourself, especially if you're in a couple.
I wouldn't care.
People wouldn't care. People would let you be like, oh yeah, we just want to, you know, do something just the two of us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like I love to hang out with people who think the same way. It's kind of like, yes, we're here together. We rented a house together, whatever. But at the end of the day, if we want to go to Joshua Tree and you guys want to go to LA, I'll see you later.
Right, right.
Like, what's the problem? I don't get it, you know? Like, I don't really...
But what if there's a person that doesn't want to do either?
You stay at home. Enjoy the house. Enjoy the pool.
Well, like, what if they wanted just to do something else, but like nobody else wanted to do that?
If one person out of the five, two want to go to LA, the other one want to go to a Joshua Tree, right? And then one wants to stay at the house.
No, one, let's say, wants to like go to a whole other place.
But they don't have the car.
Yeah, and also they don't want to go by themselves. So that's where I'm saying like there will always be some type of compromise.
Yeah, that's when we vote. That's when we do a voting.
I know, but it just makes it so annoying.
They have to pick. They either go to LA or the other area.
Yeah, and I've definitely found myself in times like even especially when we traveled last summer, there were a few times when I was traveling with my family. So a little bit different because, as I said, with families, like you can't like split up in my family. It's like you really got to do everything together. So there were times where I was like, I don't want to go to another museum, or I don't want to. My mom was obsessed with going into every like monastery or chapel or like whatever it is.
Oh my.
Just to see it. Like, just to see it, because, you know, it was just, I was like, another one? Like, we don't have to go into every single one.
I personally would be so bored.
Exactly. I was so bored. And I was like, can we go eat somewhere? Can we go, like, just do, I don't know. I'm a type of person that when I travel, I like to go eat.
I like to
go outside, walk around a lot. I like to find, like, a nice place where I can maybe sit outside and, like, have a drink or something and then watch just the area and, like, people passing by.
Yeah, people watching in a new city is fire. Yeah. That shit is fun.
And then I'm down to go to a museum, you know.
What kind of museum, though?
Like an art museum, like an arts museum. That's art. Like distinct, like it has like a piece that's like only here or something like that. But then go to that museum for like an hour or two and that's it. Because when I went to Amsterdam with my family, we went to a museum for like 5 or 6 hours.
What?
Yeah, because the museum was so big and we took this like less listening thing. So we were listening to this guy explaining a bunch of like different things about each
painting. Is it bad for me to not give a shit about that?
Honestly, it was really cool, but it was a lot.
Like, and I would say,
we weren't even done.
I would say, I'm going to go to the beach. You guys enjoy this thing.
We were in Amsterdam.
And it's good to know the historic thing. You have to be kind of into that. If you're just like, yo, I just want to get some food, be at the beach, or whatever is like accessible in that city. I know,
but then after a while, like, that's what you've been doing. You've been there for like 3 days. You ate a lot of food. You walked around a lot. Like, sometimes you want to do just a whole other thing. You know, so that's where the museum is nice. And honestly, I had a great time, but it was like for too long. And then
how do you guys feel about museums? Okay, if you're out there listening, please let us know. Okay?
Yeah, let us know in the comments what you guys think.
Yeah.
I think an interesting con that kind of goes with the pro is like one of the pros we mentioned is, you know, in terms of financially, it's cheaper to travel with people because you get to like share the place, you get to split everything by a lot more people. But then a con related to that, it can be that everybody has a different budget.
Ooh, which exactly. Which
is a big thing.
That is a big thing. Can we use, I have one example in my head, okay? We're all having dinner, okay?
Okay.
We're all having
like- Wait, is this a real life example?
This is a real life example, but it could also just be hypothetically, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we go to dinner one night and there's this big table and there's like 10 of us, right?
Okay.
10 of us and we all get what we want. There's drinks, there's food, everybody's having a good time. Now it's bill time, right? It's mm-hmm. time to pay. Mm-hmm. Do you split the bill just divided by 10? Mm-hmm. But then one person got two drinks, expensive ass steak, another person got two cocktails. Is it fair to split it by 10? In my case, I think that's just the easiest way to go.
Yeah.
But then again, some people can take advantage of that. Like, and I'll be fucked up. Like, that's actually like the first time that I think about it. But like, let's say there's one person who thinks like, well, if we're just going to split it, I can just order as many as I want, which is messed up to do.
I feel like nobody does that though.
Yeah, nobody does that. I just thought about it. I was like, do people do that?
Because
usually you don't know what you're going to do with the bill until like the very end.
Yeah. I would say I am good to just split it because it's also split by so many people that even if one person got two drinks and then there were people that didn't get that many drinks, it splits where like maybe like you paid difference. $5 more than what you would have before. I would say another scenario that actually happened to us also on the Palm Springs trip mm-hmm. is there isn't that much to do there, but the one time that we were like, ooh, let's go get dinner at like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, I obviously had a list of places to go, but so did other people.
Okay.
And I forget how, but somebody basically said like, oh, this place is really good, blah, blah, blah. And we ended up going with this person's recommendation. For some reason.
Wait, this happened?
Yeah.
Where?
In Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed
it. It was the one time that we went out to dinner. The rest, we just ate at the house.
I remember that exact dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And in Palm Springs, like, most of the population is kind of older. Like, a lot of people retire there. And the restaurant that we ended up going to, even though we looked at, like, what
I will never forget the vibe was before,
when we walked into the restaurant, it was all people over 60, which is fine. Not a problem at all.
Definitely everyone was retired.
Everyone was retired. Also, another thing was that the restaurant had like Louis Vuitton like posters or like signs on the wall and like different brands and shit like that, which was weird.
Kinda but tacky. I took a really nice photo of Alia.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually, I'm going to find some photos for this episode, okay? Because
for
this
that is, trip.
Yeah.
And basically, we get to sit down, whatever. We're getting like water, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody gets and starts looking at the menu. And that's when we all realize that the prices are kind of wild.
And you're already seated. Like, we had a back room.
And we had like a separate room.
We had a
than
party.
The whole rest of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And obviously, nobody's like really talking about like what the prices are like kind of high for like what it is.
Okay, but why not? I think it's totally normal. Like, are you guys seeing these prices?
Because you don't know if like the person that chose the restaurant, they probably knew what the prices were.
Okay.
And you don't want to make them feel some type of way about making you pay a certain amount. Because if I choose a place that we go to,
you have to keep others.
And then the other people are talking about how like the place is really expensive, it will make me feel bad.
Okay, but now you feel bad and we can fix it. We can go somewhere else.
Not after you sat down and had water and everything.
Yeah, that's true. Once you get the water.
Nobody's really talking about the prices. But then we all, you know, order and stuff like that. And the food was like mid, It wasn't great.
I don't even remember the food.
Yeah, I mean, I forget what I had. I think I had like some type of salad or something.
It's weird for you to forget because Ali remembers everything. So yes. If you forget, that means
it wasn't that great.
It wasn't even memorable.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a good time. Like, we were all having a good time. Everybody got some drinks, had some cocktails, you know. So the experience was nice. And the whole point was for us to just like go somewhere in the town. But I just thought it was interesting because like everybody had... I didn't have a problem necessarily with like splitting everything. And I forget exactly how we paid, but I'm pretty sure we ended up being like, oh, can we do like, I'll cover mine and his. And then because it was like a lot of couples too. And then there was like single people. Yeah. So we were like, it was all super complicated.
I hate when that happens.
To like figure out the bill. And then I remember like at one point, someone did end up talking about how the place was really expensive for like also what the food was and how it wasn't even that great. And then I remember the person that that chose the restaurant was like feeling really shitty about it.
Really? I missed that.
Yeah. You just don't pay attention. Anyway, so I think it's really interesting because the same way that happens, it's also like different types of activities with like group traveling of like some people can afford the trip so far of like, you know, also the place you choose to stay. Mm-hmm. Some people can only afford this amount for like the stay and their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
But then other people are like, I want to go, you know, when you send each other different links for places to stay, some people will be sending some wild shit. And it's like, bro, I can't afford that.
It's like, bro,
even if we split price? It.
Yeah. I think talking about the splitting the bill for like going to a restaurant, I feel like you have to communicate it, you know, because let's say I'm going with a group of friends and I don't know. Let's say I'm the only person there who just has not that much money, you know. It's just like, okay, I'm going on a trip with my friends. I saved just enough. And then you're going with these maybe other people who are just, they spend money way more freely than you, right?
Yeah, or you just weren't trying to spend money on that.
Exactly. So then you go eat and everyone is like, oh yeah, let's split the bill. Everyone is cool with it. But you're the only one who's not cool with it because then it'll be like $50 just you by yourself, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's way above your budget. And what you got was really just like $28,
yeah,
right? Or $24. Is there room for you to express that or do you just have to take it? Like, you know, fuck it.
I mean, it's hard because like if you do say something.
Because I've been in that situation in the past.
Yeah, it feels like awkward.
And I would be so mad. And I wouldn't tell anybody, but yeah. I would be like, damn.
Yeah, it would definitely feel like awkward for you because you also, I mean, everyone's different, but like some people would care that are like, I don't want to let everybody know that I can't afford what everybody else clearly can.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Shitty situation. I've been there before for a while and I'm just like, man. But that's why like I always look at the prices and I always used to say, all right, I know what I'm going to get. And this is what I'm getting, and I'm paying for that.
Yeah, but sometimes then you go, the bigger the group, the more likely it's going to be split it evenly.
Yeah.
Either split it evenly or like one person pays and everybody Venmos. That's usually a good way to do it.
I remember going out with like some people and then I knew we were going to split the check and then one person kept ordering shit.
a cocktail. Really?
Oh, yeah, let me get another one too. And I'm just like, yo, I know I'm not getting nothing. I have my food. I have my drink.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember that. That was, and I just never could tell someone.
It's like in the moment when the person comes over and they're like, "Are we splitting everything?" If you don't say it in that moment, actually, can we just do it like by each person instead of splitting evenly? If you don't say it in that moment, it's too late.
It's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late. So one more con that I just want to talk about is how somehow. I really think somehow, because as we said, like you always spend so much, you're spending so much more time with all these people than you normally would. And it's like back to back to back and you don't really get a break. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the whole point is for you to like be together, spend time together, be on this trip together. It's inevitable that traveling with the couple, traveling with all couples, traveling with one couple and everybody else is single, like whatever the situation is, even between friends, there will always be some type of drama, mm-hmm. some type of uncomfortableness, some type of something someone said that someone didn't like.
Yeah, that happens usually. That's normal.
Even if it's a smaller group, if it's, you know, me and you and another couple, somehow, after some time, there will be a little, maybe there's a little thing between us and it makes it awkward for the other couple.
It makes it so awkward for everyone because now it's just like I'm experiencing this couple
from the outside
going through or like just communicating in a certain way. You can always kind of tell the tone, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, like it kind of makes me want to walk away.
Yeah, I'm like, I kind of don't want to be here.
Or you always have that one couple who doesn't give a shit about who's around. And then you have the other one who's like, babe, can we just not do this right now?
No, but the couple that's like having it all open, like with everyone there, they're kind of wild.
They're kind of wild because some people will just like not care. You have to have some type of like, all right, let's not do this right now, but we're going to talk about it later.
Yeah, or at like least. Just know when to let it go. And you can, exactly, you can talk about it later.
We're not, don't keep going in front of people. I wonder if that happened a lot. Like, yeah. Have I ever seen that happen in person? Not that often.
Yeah, but I think it depends like what it is about, but it's just, it's, I think, inevitable, even between friends. Even like one friend does some like weird shit, or they get like really drunk, or they say something like mean or off the wall about someone they don't even really know that well who's also there. And it's kind of weird because they're not that close. So they can't really say, like the other person can't really say what they want to say, but it lands off. It lands off. It lands weird to with this other person. I just feel like that's an inevitable thing, and it's hard to... I don't know. It's hard to navigate.
It's human nature. It's that will happen, you know?
It's just, I hate that.
I hate it. But then again, too, like, I'm the type of person, if a couple's arguing, I will say, guys.
Oh, what is it? Like, none of your business.
Can you see me? I would totally do that. I would just show up and just say, hey, can we, like, what's the problem? And if they want to tell you, then obviously they're doing it in front of everybody. So it's like, I can ask what's going on because you're ruining the vibe.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like, it's in front of everybody, but it's a lot of, like, pauses. When nobody's saying shit, because you can tell like there's pauses. A confrontation, but like because they're not really going in at it, but they're also not saying anything else.
Okay,
so yeah, it's like it's left with this bubble of like suspension.
I don't know, in the situation I was stepping in,
it's like, how do you pop the bubble?
Yeah,
you're like, okay, how about we talk about something else? It's so awkward.
It's awkward,
but
especially if you say it like that.
Okay, fuck. Yeah.
Are we at the end right now?
Yeah, that's about it. I feel like there's definitely more that people, you know, we could talk about, but I think those are like the big ones. Mm-hmm. And to conclude, for me personally, I will always rather travel with just you.
Oh, babe.
Because traveling with people, even though there's like some pros.
Oh, babe. Yeah.
For me, the cons kind of trump that. Because also just how I am, I am always...
What are you? Tell
us. I'm always like not satisfied with the trip when I'm traveling with more people and not just you.
Because when it's only just us two, we really squeezed the vacation. Like we really took all of the water out of the... what am I trying to say?
I don't know. You squeezed all the juice out of the orange.
Yeah, exactly. And...
But also in a way that like we're both satisfied and... And maybe it's because you're just more like easy to like go with the flow. So
I'm very easygoing.
You let me do a lot of the shit that I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's why I feel like I don't compromise. But I just know like when we've traveled with other people and especially like when I've traveled with my family, I've just felt like, damn, I'm doing some shit that I don't want to do right now.
Yeah, that's...
And it's annoying because like this is my vacation too. This is my time to travel here too. And I'd rather do something else.
Yeah.
But we can't split up.
That's why traveling with just the fewer people, the better, just experience-wise.
Yeah.
You know, I would always just rather travel with you two because I also think it's just like it's more, it's you can do more stuff and there's less people to deal with.
Exactly.
Oh, such and such is still asleep. Let's wake him up. Yeah. Or,
it's like coordinating different shit. Random person has like an appointment that they made for something that is.
But
like,
the biggest one, which we haven't talked about, surprisingly enough.
What?
Where do we go eat? What do we eat? Breakfast. I want here. Oh, some people.
Yeah.
Some people say I want to just
eat at the house.
At the house. That's just you have two kinds of people. Okay. You have the person who wants to go. Whatever, let's say you go to Hawaii and you have that one person who's like, let's go grocery shopping for the week and let's just make stuff at home. To me, that sounds fun. Or you have the other person, every night we're eating at a different spot. Which person are you? I already know which person
you are. I feel
like
I'm a good mix. It depends how long we're staying in a place. If we're in Hawaii for 3 days, I'm not buying no groceries. But if we're in Hawaii for like a week, week and a half, yeah.
I don't know why I think...
And also, are we at an shopping. Airbnb or are we at like a hotel? Do I have a kitchen?
Yeah, you have a kitchen. You have a full kitchen.
Yeah, I feel like breakfast would definitely be at the house. And then we'll be out of the house the whole day. So we'll eat out,
probably. I think making food and making dinner with a group is so fun.
Maybe like one night.
I think I would
not
like...
not every night. Because that's a, also, I'm like when I travel, eating the food that is in that place is part of the experience.
That's very true. That's very true.
But I do think like if you stay for a while, it's worth like getting some stuff for the house to just have. So it's not every meal go somewhere. Because also sometimes it's just like a waste of time too.
Like what if I want like a PB&J sandwich? I need my peanut butter, jam, bread. Like randomly if I want that at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't have to like drive somewhere. Does anybody want to go to the store and then just to get that and then...
Yeah. I hear you. Okay, we're gonna... Sorry.
Yeah, please don't do that.
We're gonna close it out now, guys. Let us know what you guys think in the comments about group traveling because I'm sure many people have great experiences.
Yeah. Do you like to travel by yourself, with your partner, or with a big group?
By yourself is a whole other category.
By yourself is a whole different podcast episode.
Yeah. Oh, my feet are asleep.
Yeah, which we can't do because I've never traveled by myself anywhere. And shout out to if you ever traveled by yourself to like a new country, honestly, that's pretty dope. And I want to do that, but I feel like I'll never do it because now we're...
Because you might as well just do it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, let us know what you think. Hope you guys are having a great week so far and it's warm and sunny wherever you're at. I know we're all super excited to just like be outside. I can't wait. I just want to hang out outside all the time if I can.
Yeah, but then the funny thing is when it's hot outside, she complains.
Because it's too hot. Like, I'm sorry. How are we at 77 degrees today when the other day was like 45? That's the problem that I have. There's no spring. It goes from cold to really hot. Yeah. Why can't we have like a few weeks of 60, 65 consistently?
I know.
Why can't we?
Well, ask somebody else.
Why can't we?
That's a genuine question.
No, seriously.
Okay. If you got to the end of this episode, comment below in the comments. Just let us know, what do you like? Like, do you like to travel by yourself?
Didn't I just say all that?
Well, we didn't tell him to put it in the comments.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You're just not listening.
Oh, sorry. Well, do that then, okay? All right.
Okay, we love you guys. We're about to go over to Patreon and read some of your stories about...
Traveling with your friends.
With friends, groups, and different things like that.
I'm excited to see what people say.
Yeah, me too. Because we also didn't really want to share like that many stories of our own. Because like, you know, it's just...
In case people
listen, we don't want to make them feel some type of way.
Yeah, basically not everything needs to be put out on the internet.
Okay? Exactly. Especially because this is like for free for anyone to listen to, you know. But yeah, so we're going to get into some of yours. Obviously, keep it anonymous. So if you are a member at Patreon, we'll see you guys there. If you're not a member there, you better go over there and sign up so you can get access to all the juicy, spicy juice.
Yeah, that was a nice outro.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it. Bye, guys.
Forgot to give a shout out.
Oh, shout out to your dog. I feel like I forgot to do the last couple of episodes.
You've just been forgetting.
Shout out to your dog and shout out to everyone who's gotten any merch from us. We still have a website. We still have some stuff left.
Yes.
So go over there, see what you want.
And I know some people are talking about like, when are we going to have more merch? Guys, we're getting by with just doing like the work that we're doing so far.
To maintain the weekly duties.
Yes, exactly. So we don't know about the merch. We'll keep you guys updated, obviously, but...
We don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yeah, but 2024 merch will happen. So shout out to everyone who said 17 and a half, because I think someone said you guys should make 17 and a half merch, which I don't know how that'll look.
Yeah, if you also don't know, was that on the Patreon?
That was on Patreon, yeah.
No, so people that are listening, if they don't have the Patreon, they won't know what we're talking about.
Oh, no, it wasn't on Patreon. It was last week's episode.
Oh, okay. So many episodes, guys. I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I think that was just like hilarious. And then so many people said that they also talked to themselves too. Like,
oh, when they're on the phone. I'm sure.
I knew I wasn't the only one, but after we recorded, I was like, yo, am I weird for saying this shit?
No, it's very smart. But I just think it's what is weird that you say the same thing every time.
17 and a half, yeah.
Yeah. But making merch that says 17 and a half, you really got to know what that is about.
But if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Okay, love you guys. See you on Patreon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.